This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, I am Anderson Cowan, and I've got a movie to make, and this is Loaded for Bear. We're past the weeks now, just episode 27 of 36 or so episodes. I have not said hello to you or checked in with this Loaded for Bear feed, and it's been criminal how long it's been. It's been since October 24th is the last one that I uploaded, and I would like to say hello. Apologies for not checking in specifically about this project for the last 2 months now. And I will let you know that things are going swimmingly. And part of that is because I'm managing my time better than I probably ever have. But I'm still, you know, juggling and still learning to juggle and still dropping the ball here and there. But one of my problems is that I'm not great at prioritizing things. And this probably should have been a priority, even though it feels like I'm not doing anything productive when I'm talking to this microphone and doing the whole setup. Which is what I just did here before the year is over, because I promised myself that I would check in with you guys one last time before the year is over, and then get back on that horse when things get all back to normal. But I know that as far as marketing goes and smart ways of going about things, like this feed is important. However, I just would always go in the garage and find other things that needed addressed. I fell very behind on a lot of things while I was, while we were all gearing up for the short. And then by the time the short was shot, I took a look at everything else and I'm like, wow, I should really get back on the horse with these things. So I've really been putting a whole lot of time into real estate, trying to make ends meet with that. I've also been doing some other things that bring in a couple bucks here and there just to pay the bills. But now I'm getting back on track, and things and Mike and I have continued to plug away. So let me tell you what you guys have missed since I last checked in. So last time I checked in was right after we finished shooting the short, and Mike and I have continued to plug away at the documentary. And we have now in the can over 6 months of the class documented. Most weeks we covered both classes. Mike has covered a whole bunch. He's in there every time I'm in there with a camera. Much of that also is leading up to their two Christmas shows, which we have documented. We have shot both the Christmas shows as well as the wrap party for the Born to Act players and their holiday party, annual party that they have for themselves with, it's a potluck and a bunch of the assistants and parents, and obviously the actors all get together. And Mary, who runs the class, though, she still had class for the first half of that 3-hour block that we had for the party. So, and then I just heard that it was a butt dial that I should put on do not disturb when I'm doing this. So we have tons of good stuff. The next move, I'm trying to get Mike to back off on the shooting, because the main point of the documentary is leading up to the Christmas party, as well as possibly the feature film that we hope to be getting off the ground sometime in the early 2024. I mean, I would like to start pitching. Speaking of pitching, talk to a publicist who we're probably going to bring online. I would also like to probably hire an editor, because I'm working on this edit, but it's not for the short film. It's just not happening as quickly as I would like. And part of that is just I'm a little out of practice. Also, I've never worked on a 2-camera shoot before. And I think so much is riding on it. I'm in my head a little bit, and I do need an outside source. So all that said, that was looking like it was going to be kind of tough, or have to be put on hold, because some of the finances have kind of slowed down. What are you doing, bud? What are you doing? No. What's that? What are you doing? You're taking the remote control to. You've already ruined the film vault for this week. Now you're ruining Loaded for Bear? I'm just kidding, buddy. Come here. Give me hugs. No, don't turn it up, though. You're ruining things. Turn down your video, please, a little bit. Sit closer to the TV so you can hear better. We're going to leave any second now. Yeah, Atticus is home for school this week, because a lot of you with kids, you know how that goes. So, yeah, we've had a lot of things. Anyways, where was I? What was I saying? So things had slowed down, partially because I wasn't doing this feed and reminding you guys that this is a project that's ongoing that needs help and whatnot. I recently took a look, and I don't even look at I don't look at finances. I should, much more so. I always just lead with my heart. But Joe Dorville, my oldest producer on this, when I say oldest, I don't even mean like, you know, age-wise. He's just been with me the longest on this. He has been updating me on what's coming in on Load for Bear, and now I'm getting back in the habit of taking a look, and I can tell you that we got a $2,000 anonymous donation just a couple days ago, which was massive and huge. I have since found out who that anonymous person was. You know who you are if you're listening to this. He's also the person who prompted me to make another one of these before the end of the year. And then a man named Stephen Morris, who I'm going to be talking to later today. Maybe Stephen? Oh, geez, Stephen. I should know because I've talked to you before. He donated over $10,000. It's the largest donation this project has ever gotten, and is the largest donation any of my projects have ever gotten. And we are looking like we are in a great place to be able to hire the hands and the people and the brains that we need for this project moving forward. Once that money is actually switched over to my account and I can distribute it. I can also pay back the people that lent us money to get the short done just so we could pay all everyone. So it is massive, Mr. Morris. I can't tell you what a boost that is to the entire project, to everyone involved, to the Born to Act players, to me, just, you know, knowing that I can pay the people back, because, like, you know, Florence paid out of her own pocket for the meals on the short film. And Robert, who's been such a godsend, my lead producer on this, he put a bunch of his own money into it, you know, day of the short. So that's been hanging up there. I was able to pay back the initial loan that I got from another producer like a month and a half ago, but all the money kind of just stopped, and I wasn't even getting the transfer. So long story short, it's huge news. It's great news. It's very, very welcome news. And I think part of it is also, you know, people who do have money earmarked to give to projects that they believe in or things, and they are looking for a tax write-off for their 2023 taxes. You know, the deadline is December 31st, obviously. So if you're hearing this and you would like a little tax deduction, now is a great time for this project. Because right now, like I said, we're able to get just about even and even pay a couple people to come in and help us get to where we need to go. But this is going to be an ongoing thing. I envision it going through the first quarter of 2024 before we can actually say, all right, we don't need any more donations. We're in a good place now, and we're going to finish these projects and move on to whatever's next. So, yes, thank you very much to all of you for following along. A huge apologies that I haven't been as consistent with this as I would have liked to have been. I did drop off there, but I think it was worth it. That short film, you know, it really caused us to bleed quite a bit, and it took the lion's share of the money that we had raised, and it kind of came up out of nowhere. And just a quick reminder, like, we weren't planning on doing a short film, but then when the SAG-AFTRA strike happened, Robert Jarosinski, he seized the opportunity. He recognized an opportunity to work with working actors, SAG-AFTRA actors, who would normally be normally, you know, involved in their own, you know, projects, whether they be series or, you know, feature films that were scheduled in advance that paid, you know, top dollar. And we were able to land a couple of those guys because of the strike. And they were allowed to work on our little project, but they weren't allowed to work on any of the big stuff. So we did that. And that was not scheduled for or budgeted for. And it came in and it sucked up $50,000 like that, which a lot of you guys all heard about as it was happening. And I'd be lying if I said that I didn't have any buyer's remorse on that. And of course, you know, I think, like, where would the documentary be? Or, you know, none of the stress would be happening if we didn't shoot the short. But then I think about the short and I think about everything that went on in the short and how good the short is going to be. And I immediately just sweep those misgivings out of my head, especially as these new contributions have come in and gotten us across that dreaded red line of being in debt rather than, you know, having money to be able to pay people. I'm just being able to pay Mike for all the work that he's done. I was defaulting paying him for like 3 months. So great. It's a huge motivator to continue doing the good work. And I want to be clear. We have not stopped as a result of, you know, running dry. We have continued to work on it. It's just, I do think that the work is a bit affected when you're like, I don't know where this money's going to come from. And I was sitting down doing, you know, I continue to sit down and do edits and work on it. And then I will get a phone call for something that can make money like now. And I will go and leave this behind because it wasn't bringing any money and go off and do some kind of menial task to bring in, you know, 15, 20 bucks so that I can pay my electric bill. That's my kind of reality over the last 2-3 months. And things have just changed very, very recently. So that's fantastic. That is great. I love these guys. I love this project. I love you guys. I don't think that I was able to report on the 20-minute featurette documentary style that Mike put together of the short film day, of the Loaded for Bear, the short day. It is amazing. We're not sure exactly what to do with that. Mike and I are gearing up to schedule probably a couple back-to-back weekends where we will do almost like an artist retreat, for lack of a better term, where he and I are going to just sit down and hash things out. And I'm really looking forward to that. I wasn't sure how it was going to go working with Mike Carano in a creative capacity, because he and I are both, you know, pretty singular in the way we think things should be. And I think that is the case with narrative scripted stuff. I don't know if it would work out, but with the documentary so far, every idea he's had, I'm like, that's a great idea. Every idea I've had for it, he's like, that's exactly what I was thinking, or he likes the idea. So we've been on the same page with this documentary, and it's probably going to be like something you've never seen before if we continue to go down the path that we want to go down. So in the new year, what we're going to be looking forward to is a lot of the talking head section portions of the documentary, which really guide the story and shape the story. I wanted to be doing some of those concurrently while we were documenting the class in the lead up to the Christmas, the holiday shows. However, we got in some, but not as many as I wanted to get in. But that, I think that was kind of a happy accident, because now that we have all this footage and we're pouring over it and we're, you know, doing the string outs and figuring out, you know, which arcs are worth exploring even more. Obviously, we had our actors that we and our subjects that we wanted to key in on, but now we're really going to be able to focus in on certain storylines. I'm sorry, I'm getting one of those calls, and I have to take it. Like, this is my life. Okay, pause. All right, and I'm back. Magic of editing, and it's like I was never gone. So just wanted to check in one last time before 2023 is over. Up and down year for a lot of us. I know that some of the best things that I've ever been a part of happened in 2023, and some of the most stressful things that I've ever been a part of happened in 2023. But that's how a lot of years go. And here's to 2024 for all of us being fantastic. And I can tell you this, if you're listening to this and if you're sharing this, if you've contributed to this, you guys are a part of something that's really special, that's going to all come together in 2024. That's a promise. And I put together a little, a quick little 60-second promo video, which I will link to here. And it's a little YouTube video showing what we're doing. It's got my voiceover explaining what we're doing and how people can help if they'd like to help. I really do think that we're going to get outside of the Film Vault After Disaster sphere in 2024 with this project, and getting more people involved, and to you know, just make it as big and as widely spread as possible with the people that I'm bringing on board and the people I'm hiring in the new year to help get this thing to where it needs to be, which is everywhere, top of the mountain. So yeah, great. Hit me up with any questions, email me, you know how to get a hold of me. Have a happy new year, and I will talk to you early in 2024. Loaded for Bear, doc.com.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Neil. And I'm Ken.
And we are from the Triviality Podcast, a pub trivia-style game show where a lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge.
Join us each week for an hour-long game of general knowledge trivia featuring special guests from around the world, plus tons of extra themed episodes.
If you want to improve your trivia game,
or you just want to scream at us in your car when we get easy questions wrong,
then we're the show for you. Find Triviality on all your favorite podcast apps.
But you know that because you're already listening to a podcast.